I'm Alan Aisbett.
And I'm Audrey Tracy, and this is Selling on eBay, your weekly source for the information and inspiration you need to start, run, and grow a business on the world's most powerful marketplace.
And this is episode 13. What's on the show for this week?
First, I need to remind everyone that this week's theme is an extension of last week's theme, holiday behaviors. Call it Holiday Behaviors Redux, with a focus on holiday selling behaviors that best address holiday shopping behaviors. See how that all ties together?
Beautiful. And who's up first?
On the main story this week, we interview eBay seller Margie Rose, and she tells us how she prepares for the holiday retail selling season on eBay. Margie has a larger-than-life personality and a passion and energy for her business on eBay that is positively inspirational. You won't want to miss it.
I won't. And what about our inside eBay story for this week?
That's a good one. eBay Shefali Singla joins us to talk in great depth about promoted listings. Not so much about what they are and how they work, most sellers know that, but more about how to create a promoted listing strategy to boost your sales volume through the holiday shopping season and beyond.
Well, as a big fan of promoted listings, I cannot wait to hear what Shefali has to say.
And what's up with trending topics this week, Alan?
Well, I've got two big topics that I want to share this week, and these are some of the more popular topic discussions from our community forums. The first one up is offsite sales, and then we'll chat about the auto relist of Good Till Cancel listings.
Ooh, I bet there's a lot of good stuff there. Do we have a What's Hot segment for this week?
Alas, no. What's Hot is taking a week hiatus. It will be back in our next episode, but we've still got a lot of show to share this week.
We sure do. Let's get started, shall we?
Let's do it. Coming up next, trending topics.
Community manager Alan Aisbett, who we just heard from, is back again with topics he's collected from our community discussion boards. Alan, what's been the hot topic on community this week?
Hi, Audrey. Good to be back again. Let's jump into the first topic this week, which is offsite sales.
Okay, tell us about the offsite sales conversations you've been seeing and how we're addressing it in the community.
Well, over on our selling discussion board, a seller reported that they were charged the final value fee due to an offsite sale violation. So from there, community members discussed the offsite eBay sales policy and whether the situation presented warranted a fee. And there was some confusion about this policy, and it drove conversation as other sellers attempted to explain what could result in a violation. So some advice was sought on how to respond when a buyer solicits an offsite eBay sale from you.
Now, I know we don't jump into every conversation on community, but did we get into this one? And why don't we get into every conversation, by the way?
Great question. So one of the reasons is that we have a very small team, but that's not the real reason. And the real beauty of the eBay community is that it is a peer-to-peer support community. So that means it's largely sellers and buyers interacting with each other to help each other out. So it's peer-to-peer advice sharing. And we, of course, come in as needed. And we really rely on our community mentors too. They're our most active and knowledgeable users who are there to help.
And for those that don't know, tell us a little bit about the Community Mentors Program.
The Community Mentor Program has been around for a couple of years. It consists of our most active community users who have applied to be part of the Community Mentor Program. And the mentors have close access to the community team. So we share information with them that helps, that enables them to go out on our discussion boards and answer questions that really, without their help, we might not be able to get to.
I love it. This is just another example of eBay sellers helping each other.
Yeah, that's right. And we're there to support as needed.
Okay, so back to the offsite sales conversation.
Yeah, so Brian from the community team engaged with the thread to clarify policy and provide education on how best to handle buyers that seek to take a transaction offsite. Obviously, he couldn't get into account-specific details publicly, but Brian addressed that the fees accrued were correct. And then he followed up with an email to the seller with more detail. Brian also clarified that any time action is taken on an account, such as a restriction being placed or an offsite sale final value fee being charged, an agent does review the situation.
That's great. But what is the overall eBay thinking about offsite transactions?
It's a protection issue. We're providing a secure platform to buy and sell. So when a transaction that started out on eBay is completed outside of the eBay platform, the buyer and seller are no longer covered by eBay protection programs and the eBay money-back guarantee. Contacting another eBay member to discuss moving a purchase off of eBay creates a risk of fraud, and it's not permitted.
Great. Thanks for clarifying that. Now let's move on to the second topic we're seeing in community.
Starting recently, auction listings created by occasional sellers through the mobile app or the quick listing tool auto-renewed, and also fixed price listings defaulted to be live until sold or cancelled. So we've seen some sellers expressing confusion regarding these features and when fees may apply.
So is this another conversation that we stepped in to clarify?
Yes, we thought we should jump in here to help. The community team clarified that for those who have this feature applied to their listings, the listings are free of cost. Feedback on these features and requests for improved messaging were shared with the occasional selling team. Whenever we get feedback, we pass it on to the appropriate teams, especially if we see a lot of engagement around a subject. And I do want to mention that we always get a ton of great feedback from our weekly chats that are held on our community.
And remind us when and where those chats are held.
So they're held every Wednesday from 1 to 2 Pacific time. And if you go to community and look in our discussions, you'll see there's a board that is titled Weekly Chat with eBay Staff. And I believe you can get to it from ebay.com/weeklychat.
Yep. Okay. And are the topics for those chats set weekly?
Well, we regularly have open discussions where you can ask us anything. And then we do have guests also from eBay, subject matter experts. So we also tie it into the eBay for Business live video broadcast that you do on a Wednesday too.
Thank you, Alan. Informative and charming as usual.
Oh, thank you, Audrey. You're the best. See you next time.
All right. That's eBay's trending topics for this week. Next week, we'll have more topics based on your conversations on the community. Up next, we'll chat with eBay seller Margie Rose on her strategies for holiday selling. Hi, I'm Audrey from eBay, and with me now is Margie Rose, owner of Inspired Angels on eBay. She sells fashion, cosmetics, and her own original artwork. Welcome, Margie.
Hi.
Tell us a little bit about your business. How did you get started on eBay?
Well, I've been selling on eBay since 2005. I used to have a few brick and mortar stores, and over the time, I realized that I could actually make more money and have more enjoyment selling on eBay. So I specialize in designer goods, the same designer goods you could buy at the major department store for a lot more money, and designer accessories and high-end cosmetics. I have 4 part-time employees. I have a warehouse in Carnegie, Pennsylvania. It's 4,000 square foot filled with eBay stuff.
Now, your business really ramps up for the holiday. It's the busiest time of the year for you. So tell us, how do you plan your holiday inventory?
Luckily, on eBay, I can look up what sold well last year and what did really good last year. And I use that as my target. I've really ramped up on those inventory. I did really well, like on designer purses and wallets and giftier items like fragrances and my cosmetic line. So I tried to really beef up my inventory on those things that I already have history of doing well on during the Christmas season. But this year I'm trying something new and exciting. I'm adding a line of designer winter coats, and I'm real excited to see how they do. And I got to tell you, they've only been up for 2 weeks and I've sold quite a few. So I'm pretty excited about that too.
That's great. So it's a mix of proven winners that you know will work, and then you're testing a new category. Is that right?
Yes, yes. I have the things that I know will work, plus I'm adding some new and exciting things too with it.
That's great. Now, how do you source your inventory?
Well, when I first started, I used to check out thrift stores, or, you know, I would go to different wholesalers that I used for my brick and mortar stores. But now I've, over my tenure with eBay, I've developed great relationships with liquidators. And then, you know, I went from wholesalers to liquidators. And now I actually have relationships with major department stores. So eBay has opened up a lot of opportunity, a lot of doors for me. I just follow the trail.
That's great. So care to share any tips on how you cultivate those direct relationships with the major department stores?
Well, I'm kind of like a detective. When I would order from a certain place, I would try to follow the trail of where they got it from and use the Google search a lot. But I just kept trying to build relationships and, you know, I just stay open to new answers. And over the last couple of years, now I'm dealing directly with the department stores. So all those opportunities are out there. You just have to look for them and follow the trail of where you're getting your items from.
So is it a mix of following the trail of paperwork and then also developing personal relationships with these folks?
Oh, absolutely. The personal relationship is so important, too, because people want you to do well. We all want to help each other. We all want to do well. As you go along and you become friends, I mean, just like if you own an eBay business, one of your best friends is probably your mailman because he picks up your mail every day. It's the same thing. You want to develop those relationships with your suppliers and your stores, and you just follow along. I've actually sold to people that used to supply to me previously. So you just follow the trail and build relationships, and that's what I keep doing.
Yep, that's great. Now, you told me about a clever thing you did with cosmetic samples. Can you share what you did?
Yeah, and we're still doing it. What we're doing is, with every sale, we put a little sample of a cosmetic item in the package with, of course, a direct link to our eBay site. What we want to do is encourage people to, like, so if you bought a lipstick and I sent you a little sample of a hand cream, there's a good chance you might want to try the hand cream from me again, or, you know, you're just grateful to get the gift. So we try to do that with every single package. We put a little sample of something else that we sell in the package. And it's real easy to do. It costs pennies. I've bought little tiny containers from eBay, and I'll put the samples in there. Or I actually just bought the samples, and I put the samples in each package. And people love it. They love it. I get messages all the time. Or I've even built sales from it because then people want to buy the full-size item.
So you're encouraging repeat business with these free samples. What a great strategy.
Thank you.
So you've got your purses, your fragrance, and your winter coats humming along. They're flying out the door for Christmas. Then after Christmas, what happens to your business?
For me, January's always been a very strong month, and February, because for one, a lot of people get eBay gift certificates or online gift certificates. So eBay seems to do really well for me in January. But I've also taken advantage of the promoted listings and doing promoted sales using my promotions manager. And that really helps too, because after Christmas, people are looking for those deals. So I want to be part of that. I make sure that I advertise really good deals, and it helps you unload some of the winter Christmas inventory too.
That's right. Everybody's looking for a great deal in January. And when we say great deal, we mean like 60, 70% off, ridiculous markdowns. Do you go that high with your discounts?
Hey, yeah, of course. Yeah, and now I just noticed, I got to tell you that I just noticed the other day where you could do bulk listing discounts. I love that. So I can actually offer people, you know, if you buy one, I'm going to give you 5%. If you buy two, I'm going to give you 10%, and et cetera. I just love that. Yep. I know I would do that. So I'm sure my customers will do it too. I'm excited to use that feature.
Yeah. So that feature is called volume pricing. And for those listeners, you can Google it. Just Google eBay volume pricing or eBay Volume Pricing Promotions Manager, and you'll land on the page where you can learn all about that. And that's a new feature released probably 2 weeks ago or so. Well, tell me a little bit more about how you use Promotion Manager. Have you tested which promotions work best for your buyers?
Well, yes. For me, I've kind of fine-tuned it just lately, and it seems to be working out well. I used to just run big sales in my store, and I still do run promotions and sales, but I kind of tuned it into smaller groups. I might do like a Calvin Klein promotion, or I might do a tank top promotion. I will use specific keywords and break down my sales into smaller categories. And it seems to have lifted my sales a little bit in those categories. I love it.
When we first spoke, you shared some tips for sellers during the holiday. Can you share those tips again?
A couple of things that we're doing. First of all, get listing. Everybody, get your listings up. I know right now is the time. Get the listings up. So like my team and I, we're hustling our butts off getting our listings up, and we're so excited about it because I definitely think, you know, we want to get it up there, get some exposure. And another thing we're doing is this may sound silly, but our customers love it, is we're drawing little pictures on their packages. During the year, we usually just write thank you, and I'm not, you know, we're not all like, we're not doing artwork to say, but we draw little Christmas trees or hearts or with our thank you, a little smiley face. We get messages all the time, people saying, thanks for the little smiley face. Thanks for the heart. They really noticed it. It makes them feel special. They're buying stuff for Christmas. And the most important thing I can tell you during the holiday season, having worked retail all my life, is keep an attitude of gratitude. Stay grateful. I am so grateful of my business. I love eBay. I love the opportunities and the people I meet online and dealing with people all over the world, and just being on the phone right now with you two, like, I'm just so proud and excited. Just keeping that attitude. And if you ever heard that thing, you know, if you think you're going to have a good day or bad day, either way, you're right. And I believe that with eBay, you know, just believe in the good people on the other end of that computer and things will go wonderful.
I love it. What a great attitude, Margie. Thank you so much. Any final thoughts for eBay sellers as they approach holiday?
I just want to repeat the first thought. Get listing.
What are you doing? Listen to this. Go get listing. That's great. Well, thank you so much, Margie, for all those tips and advice. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. It was an honor speaking to you guys. Have a wonderful day in eBay land.
We've been speaking with eBay seller Margie Rose on how her business ramps up for holiday. Thank you, Margie, for stopping by. Coming up next, we'll talk about two new features in Promoted Listings that you sellers asked for, plus tips on how to use Promoted Listings to boost your visibility in search during Q4. As you've probably picked up on by now, we're pretty mad for holiday. It's all about holiday at eBay. Holiday, holiday, holiday. So in this segment, we'll catch up with Shefali Singla, marketing manager for Promoted Listings. She's from the advertising team. She's our resident expert on Promoted Listings, and she's here to share some news. Welcome, Shefali.
Thank you for having me, Audrey. I'm really excited to be here after such a long time.
I know. Welcome to your debut on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Okay. So for those sellers that don't know, briefly explain what Promoted Listings is and how they work.
Sure thing. Promoted Listings is a high impact marketing service that boosts your item visibility in really prominent places on eBay, including search and product pages and browse pages. It brings more buyers to your listings, which then leads to more sales. And the best part is you don't even have to pay until your item sells through the service.
You're here to announce a few new features in Promoted Listings. Tell us what that's all about.
Yes, we're very excited because we have these two great features that you sellers have been asking for. Many of you have taken the time to actually give us feedback and go through a bunch of prototypes. So really thankful for that. We have made Promoted Listings faster and easier. You can now promote your items as you list them on eBay. So at the very bottom of your listing form, you'll see a section that calls it Sell It Faster. And there you can choose an ad rate and put your item into an existing campaign or create a new one right from within the listing flow. You don't even have to exit it. It's one place and boom, you're ready to promote your item. The second feature is within your order section in Seller Hub, where you track which items have sold, which items you need to ship. Right within that same framework, we have added Promoted Listings flag in that page. So now you can see which items sold through Promoted Listings all in one single place, making Seller Hub your one-stop shop for all your needs, whether it's listing an item, tracking an order, or promoting it, and then tracking sales for Promoted Listings.
That's great. So being able to see which items sold through Promoted Listings. That's a big deal and great news. Anything new coming for the holiday?
Yes. So we are further integrating Promoted Listings within Seller Hub more and more, and you'll see these changes come through in Q4 as well as next year. So coming in November, you'll see your listing sections within Seller Hub will show which items you have chosen not to promote, the items we recommend you promote. And then with one click, you'll be able to promote multiple items in one go. Again, without having to leave the Seller Hub interface and going into a separate page altogether. So all integrated in one-stop shop, Seller Hub. We are keeping your core experience on eBay simple and faster for you.
That's great. Now going into holiday, let's talk about the best ways to use Promoted Listings for Q4. First, how should sellers select a trending rate?
So before we even go into trending rate, I just wanted to put out some statistics, which I think are really interesting. So on eBay, the buyer traffic last year surged by about 26% during the holidays. This is wow. All new buyers coming in through our marketing efforts or just people looking for gifts for their loved ones. And so I would recommend that you promote listings that are not ranking well, that are not showing up on the first search results page, and promote those that are within the top trending gift categories. For example, there is about 57% surge in traffic and purchases per minute for video games and consoles.
Oh, wow.
So
57?
57%. Yikes. So you want to make sure that you're promoting your items within that category and be able to take advantage of that 57% purchases. Beddings sees about 47% surge in purchases per minute. Luggage is about 36%. Laptops and notebooks, 21%. And cell phone and smartphones, 12%. So you've got bedding and luggage that you don't even think are going to be any relevant category for Q4, but there's a huge traffic coming in, lots of purchases being made. We want to make sure your items are selling. So we want you to put those on Promoted Listings and see the magic.
Right, and stand out from the crowd.
Exactly. And then about using our trending rates, we have made a change in our campaign management system whereby your listings are auto-opted into trending rates. Mm-hmm. So we've done the work for you already, but we would recommend that you go in there on a weekly basis and make sure that your ad rates are competitive and that you are ensuring you're getting the maximum visibility because the listings with better competitive ad rates are shown more often as compared to the ones that aren't.
So you kind of answered this, but let's deep dive into how you should optimize your listings. Explain what we mean by that.
So Promoted Listings is a very simple tool. There isn't much for you to do. We do a lot of the work with regards to which listings to show, which buyer searches are coming in, and how relevant your item is to those searches. So we take much of the guesswork out for you. What we ask you to do is make sure that you are setting up your campaigns, keeping those campaigns healthy. We notice often that sellers have active campaigns, but no active listings within it. So you want to make sure that you are promoting your items as and when you're listing them on eBay, of course, using a new feature, and then making sure that you are using our trending rates to keep your ad rates competitive. My suggestion would be about a week. Once a week is a good frequent time to visit the campaign management tool. Now, you wouldn't have to do it this frequent earlier in the year, but Q4 is when we see a lot of sellers going in and adjusting their ad rates to be competitive. So certainly Q4 is a good time to be checking in every week.
That's great. You want to keep an eye on those campaigns and make sure that you're optimizing them. Make sure that you're either at the trending rate or maybe slightly above. Is that our recommendation?
Yes. So for now, the trending rates are essentially an average of what the sellers within your leaf category are promoting, other items that they're promoting that look similar to you. So these are averages and are definitely skewed, you know, because somebody might be bidding really low, somebody might be bidding high. So you want to make sure that if your margins allow, either bid at or slightly above, like maybe 0.5% above the trending rate, just to make sure that you are among the top group of people that are promoting versus on the lower end.
Got it. Now, this is something I've always wondered about. Is it better to put all your promoted listings in one campaign, or should you sort them by category? What's the optimal way to organize your promoted listings campaigns?
It really depends on what goals you have. We don't show listings based on how you have bundled them within each campaign. There is no correlation between the campaigns you have created and the listings we have chosen to show. We look at all of the listings that are in our platform promoted that are relevant to what the buyer has searched for, and we pull from that. The campaign functionality is really just created for you to help you track your campaign success. So you might have a campaign one that is of a certain set of brands. You might have campaign two that is a certain set of quantity. So you want to track how many items am I selling? So I'm going to go into my quantity campaign and see I've sold a bunch of the same items. Awesome. Or I'm selling more of an X brand. So really the campaign functionality is allowing you to bundle your items in a certain way that then helps you track how those items have done over time with regards to how many people have seen it, how many people have clicked on it, how many people are buying it, what's wrong with the items that they're not buying, is the price too high, is the shipping wrong?
Excellent. Mm-hmm. We might be saying the same thing here, but I think of it in terms of testing, right? So mm-hmm. do a promoted listing campaign for maybe one kind of item or one category, and then do another one for, say, I'm just making this up, you know, sandals, and then another one for boots, and see which one performs best for you.
We have seen instances of people testing trending rates. Mm-hmm. So they create campaign based on X percent ad rate, and then they re-promote those items at a different ad rate just to test and see like how much of an impact having a higher ad rate has had on your sales.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Now, what about duration? How long should these campaigns go?
Again, it depends on the goal you have. If you're one of those sellers with unique items and all you care about when you come on eBay is, I just want to sell these items. I brought them on eBay and now I just want to sell them and cash out on that money. Well, promote everything at a continuous pace. Don't put an end date to it because your goal is to get as many sales as possible. But there are certain sellers that have supply constraints. You may just have a certain set of quantity that you want to promote, or there is a seasonal campaign that you just want to target, like back to school items. So those have to be sort of timed with a start date and an end date in mind. But other than that, if you're just looking to get sales, make evergreen campaigns that have no end date.
That's great. Now, you just alluded to this. Traffic goes up like crazy during the holidays on eBay. So how can sellers use promoted listings to stand out in all that traffic?
So we are doing that job for you. If you have not noticed, you'll see that our visibility is significantly improving with each month. And you can see that from our, you know, items within the search results. This Monday, actually, we had the highest revenue month or the day of the week in all of promoted listings history, which goes on to say that the more revenue we're bringing in, that means the more sales we're generating for you. And that's all happening because we're making constant improvement to our placements, to our visibility, and doing all of that job for you so you don't have to do it. All you need to do is promote your items, choose the right ad rate, and wait for those items to sell.
Yep. And I think you'll see that the placements are getting better and better over time within search results.
Yes.
Anything else sellers should know about promoted listings?
That's it for the holidays 2018, but look for our suite of launches coming in 2019. There is a lot of effort and new changes and better focus coming to promoted listings next year. So if you like it now, you wait till you love it next year.
I love it. Okay. Okay, sellers, go out and check out promoted listings, particularly for Q4. To learn more about promoted listings, you can go to ebay.com/promoted listings, and you can find the tool itself on the marketing tab of Seller Hub. Thanks, Shefali, for stopping by.
Thank you, Audrey.
We've been speaking with Shefali Singla, marketing manager on the advertising team, about promoted listings. That's our Selling on eBay show for this week, Alan. What'd you think?
Well, I think I need to put together my promoted listing strategy if I hope to make more sales during the holiday shopping season on eBay.
Same here. Time to promote those listings.
Exactly. What's up for episode 14 next week? Anything you care to share?
We'll have an interview with eBay's first million positive feedback seller, Jack Sheng of E4 City. Jack will be sharing some of his expertise on how to plan and execute a successful selling strategy during the holiday shopping season on eBay.
Wow, a million feedback. That's crazy. So Jack is a great seller and a great guy, and I can't wait to hear more next week.
Yeah, we're super excited about that segment. And I want to remind everyone, we want your questions. You can call them into our hotline, 888-723-4630. Best of all, you can call that number any time of day, any day of the week. And we also have our own email address where you can send questions if you're too shy to call our hotline. That's sellingonebay@ebay.com. Again, sellingonebay@ebay.com.
All right, shall we roll the credits?
Let's. Our fearless leader and master cylinder director community development is Brian Burke.
And next up is me, community manager and podcast correspondent, Alan Aisbitt.
Well done.
Thank you.
Your own credit. I love it. Community technology manager and podcast contributor, Doug Smith.
Social marketer and podcast correspondent, Liz Austin.
Editor and audio engineer, Griff.
Scriptwriter, host and correspondent, guest booker, recording session scheduler, Audrey Tracy.
That's me. We'll be back next week with a fresh new episode of Selling on eBay.
Selling on eBay is produced and distributed by Libsyn and Podcast 411.